I have no financial relationship, any relevant relationships. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Stacy Thorne, as Mark has just said. I'm from the Office of Smoking and Health at Centers for Disease Control. And like he said, my topic today is on nicotine dependence, 5 types of cigarettes smoked among U.S. adults from 2001 to 2004. To kind of give you a little background in the area of tobacco and what I call the knowns of tobacco, I'm pretty sure many of you already know that 44 million current adult cigarette smokers that are currently in the United States today, and tobacco cigarette smoking is the leading risk factor for chronic diseases, and currently it causes 438,000 deaths each year, and there's approximately 4,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke, and cigarettes can vary by different yield category, design, or composition. According to the 1988 Surgeon General's Report on Health Consequences of Smoking that focuses on nicotine dependence, nicotine is a drug that causes addiction, and its addiction is similar to heroin and cocaine. Earlier researchers found that nicotine dependence is higher among women and whites. In a study published in 2000, researchers studied the association of the number of cigarettes smoked per day by current smokers and found that there is a strong association between the amount of cigarettes smoked per day and the level of dependence. Other factors that influence nicotine dependence include the marketing and perceptions. Based on the Federal Trade Commission's report, tobacco companies have spent over $15 billion on marketing advertisements. This amount is triple of what was spent in 1997. Other research shows that this marketing has targeted specific genders and racial and ethnic groups for particular products. And these advertisements have misguided consumers about the health effects and risk of certain types of cigarettes. Other studies have shown that smokers also perceive that certain cigarettes, such as lights and ultralights, are less harmful or less addictive. In assessing nicotine dependence, there are a number of scales that are being used and developed. One of the oldest scales has been Fagerstrom's test for nicotine dependence, whereas the Heaviness to Smoke Index is a two-item questionnaire that was derived from Fagerstrom's test, and it was developed by Heatherthon in 1989. Further research by Heatherthon found that the use of the time of first cigarette upon awakening and the number of cigarettes smoked each day are the best predictors for nicotine dependence when compared to Fagerstrom's test for nicotine dependence. Later research found that the sensitivity and specificity and item correlations of these two questions were high. In reviewing the literature, okay. Okay. Let me go back. I was here. So again, in reviewing the literature, researchers are using cutoff scores to determine what level of nicotine dependence a person is at when using the Heaviness to Smoke Index. Other studies found that using a cutoff score of 4, where those who were less than 4 on the scale were classified as being low nicotine dependence, and those who were classified as high nicotine dependence received a score of greater or more, of 4 or more. Researchers found that menthylated cigarettes, which provides a cooling effect on the smoker's throat and minimizing the taste of smoke, is predominantly used by African Americans, followed by Hispanics and whites. And the health effects associated with this particular type of cigarette may be greater among smokers who use menthylated cigarettes. However, several studies have been inconclusive in determining if there's an association between nicotine dependence and menthylated cigarettes. The objective of this study was to determine if there is an association of nicotine dependence between cigarette characteristics. Specifically, we wanted to know if mentholated cigarettes and the length and yield category of cigarettes influence nicotine dependence as defined by the Heaviness to Smoke Index. We used data from the 2001 to 2004 in Haynes, and as you can see, the study population of that total data set was 21,161 adults. For our inclusion and exclusion criteria, we only used adults 20 years and older because they participated in the household survey based of the NHANES, and we used those who had self-identified as current smokers, and this was determined based on the number of if they had smoked 100 cigarettes in their lifetime and they currently smoke every day or someday. And we excluded users of other sources of nicotine, which included the NRTs. We used multivariate logistic regressions to control for age, sex, race, poverty status, education, duration, and age of initiation. And we use Sudan was used to incorporate the complex sampling and weight. These were the questions that we used to determine for the whole study. We also used the UPC data code for the cigarettes to determine the brands and how to classify the cigarette characteristics. For our dependent variable that we used was nicotine dependence. We assessed it again using the number of cigarettes per day, the time of first cigarette upon awakening. And the questions were combined so the participant had a score between the range from 1 to 6. After that, the participant was then assigned to either having low or high dependence using a cutoff score of 4. Therefore, if a participant scored 4 on the scale, they was then classified as having high nicotine dependence. Our independent variables of interest were the yield categories of ultralight and light and regular, the length, whether it was less than 100 millimeters or greater than 100 milliliters, or whether it was a mentholated or non-mentholated cigarette. Based on our scale that we used in the study, majority of the study population was classified as having low dependence. Although not statistically significant, you can see that whites had a slight, were more likely to be highly dependent as opposed to the other groups. And then we further broke it down by age group, and you can see they also mirrored that of the race and the genders, where the majority of the participants were classified as having low dependence, except for those in the age group of 45 to 64, where it mirrored whites, where they were slightly higher in the high dependent group. Again, however, that statistic, they were not statistically significant between the difference of low and high. Other results from this study show that current smokers who have smoked 20 plus years or more were likely to have a high nicotine dependence, and the dependence levels were similar between education groups. And among smokers who use light or ultralight cigarettes, nicotine dependence was similar to those of regular smokers. And this was also true for mentholated versus non-mentholated and those who use cigarettes greater than 100 milliliters versus those with less than 100 milliliters. Millimeters, not liters. When we did our logistic regression, we found that for those that use cigarettes over 100 millimeters in length, the odds ratio for the overall population was a 1.1. And then for men alone, it was 1.5. And then for women, it was 0.75. However, these results were not statistically significant. And we're suspecting that may be due to the sample size and the precision, the confidence intervals. When we looked at the yield categories and the overall category, those who smoke regular cigarettes were 1.4 times more likely to be highly dependent, and men were 1.6 times more likely to be highly dependent. And these two results were statistically significant, but however, it was barely there, and so it has we figured that if we add more sample size to it again, our precision may be a little better. For women, we had an odds ratio of 1.2, however, that was not significant. And for mentholated cigarettes, all groups showed an odds ratio of 1.2. However, none of them were statistically significant again, and then we're probably attributing that to the sample sizes that was used in the study. To summarize, we found that there is no statistical significant difference between nicotine dependence level among current smokers who smoked ultralight or light cigarettes compared to those who smoked regular cigarettes. This was true for other cigarette characteristics used in the study. We also found that smokers who smoked regular cigarettes were more likely to be highly nicotine dependent. Although the odds ratios were greater than 1 with those who smoked cigarettes greater than 100 millimeter or mentholated cigarettes, the results were inconclusive in determining if there was an association with nicotine dependence in these types of cigarette characteristics. There were some limitations to this study. And they included that the study was a snapshot in time because it was a cross-sectional analysis, and therefore we could not determine any cause and effect. And we also used self-reported data, which could be result in a recall bias. And we also used universal product code data that is available in NHANES. However, some of that data was missing, which kind of forced us to kind of reduce our sample size because of the matching up with the data. And then we were not able to do a clinical assessment of nicotine dependence in this full survey. And also the heaviness of smoking index, which was the time of first cigarette, was the 2001 was the first year that NHANES actually put that question on the survey. And we were not able to validate our smoking status through it via the biochemical test. In conclusion, future research studies should look at additional analysis of nicotine dependence and types or characteristics of cigarettes among racial and ethnic groups, and perhaps do a validation of cotinine and nicotine dependence level, and then also do a validation of nicotine dependence and yield category of cigarette. And we would also like to see future research that looks at the relationship of nicotine dependence and other cigarette characteristics. And also additional analysis could be done with that assess the population best as epidemiological studies and surveys that include nicotine dependence scales or indicators. Thank you. And are there any questions? Okay. We have to figure out how to do that. Which the Well, I was mainly talking with that bullet was about the results that was here. Well, the first one, I was looking at a comparison between those who just fell into the descriptive statistics were those who fell in the low group and those who fell in the high group. When you look at the two levels of dependence, there wasn't too much of a difference when as far as like whether you were low or high. For as far as the second bullet, what I did was I looked at just those who were in the high group and did the association of nicotine dependence. That was for those among the overall population that were not stratified out by men or women. The overall population that had a heaviness of smoking index of 4 or more. Are there any other questions?